Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimizing your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone. The best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy. That's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide.
We be so big. Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
We be so big.
Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop rocking.
Through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Pull your stuff in some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo, man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIA
way, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, you'll get sprayed.
We be dropping,
bang the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing,
bang the dang, the dang, dang.
We be dropping.
Let's get to the mail. And we're going to start with the Patreons. Brad from Atlanta says, the questions must be short. Here it is. Any questions for me? No.
No. Way to go, Brad.
Yeah.
Wait 1 second. I want to make sure about something. Joe.
Yes.
Is this Brad Zawicki?
Yes.
No. That was Brad Zawicki?
Yes.
Okay. Brad, let me just say something. He's on Patreon, correct?
These are the Patreon
questions. That's his merchandise, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Friend of the show. He's been on video before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
And he gave us some cool attire. Joe, suspend this guy. Yellow card, whack question. Disco, you want to mom him?
Boom, boom. Next is from Ben from Portland. What's up, K100? I'm a big Dominic Mysterio fan. I think he's fantastic as a heel. I cheer him at live events, but am I doing him dirty? As a heel, should I boom to show my support if his job is to be disliked? Yes.
All right. Yeah. Let me answer this again. What's this guy's name?
Ben from Portland, Maine.
Okay. Even though you're a Patreon member, you're going into business for yourself. If you're cheering him, he wants to get booed. Get with the program. First time ever, Feeney. 2 yellow cards.
Wow.
First 2 questions, Patreon.
Good call.
Coming out hot.
You know it.
Next is from Eddie Gonzalez. Good day, gents. Question for all three. Even though we know y'all aren't into reading comic books anymore, who are some of your all-time favorite superheroes or comic book series? Quick comic book recommendation. Check out Big Man Plans. Came out in 2015. Only 4 issues in this story.
Okay
so well, wait, time out. I'm going to give this guy, you know. So he says, even though we know you all aren't into reading comic books anymore, and he says, quick comic book recommendation.
Okay. So what's this guy's name?
Yeah, Eddie Gonzalez. And he says, check out Big Man Plans. So he's giving us a suggestion, right?
So, Eddie, because I know you're a Patreon member and you're a longtime listener, okay?
Yeah.
You already know that we don't take suggestions. 1, 2, comics don't capture my attention at this age, maybe when I was 10 or 13, okay? Yellow card this guy, 3 for 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know, Eddie, I'll take your suggestion, but I'm just going to put this graphic novel on my wish list. So, you know, if you felt like sending it over, I'll check it out.
Don't make him buy it. He gets enough. also, I will answer this. I was a big fan of... Did you ever see this comic book, Disco? It was called What If?
No.
It put like all these things like, you know, what if Batman... Back then, there's no way you'd see Marvel guy on a DC thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like if Batman and like Captain America, you know, joined forces, right? And they would do these yearly issues. And I'm not kidding you. They were probably about this big. I mean, it was humongous size comic book, like really well done. I used to like the What If series, and I was a big fan of the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man. That was a very, very well written comic book, and the Avengers, and this guy called Supernova.
Yeah, I read pretty much the whole Walking Dead series. That's what's got me back into reading, graphic novels.
That's a comic book?
Yeah, that's where it came from. And then Preacher, as espoused also by Shane Helms back in the day on the show, is excellent.
You're boring me to death.
I only got one more. What the fuck is it called? Oh, check out The Fade Out. That's a good little series, too.
Next one, Beta Garcia.
He's a jerk.
How is it, Playeth? It's your homeboy from...
Wait, what?
Call me a jerk.
No. Before that.
Me or the email?
The email.
Mm. Beta Garcia.
Okay, but how did he open it?
Oh, yeah. How's it play at? Like, we're
okay,
females.
Wait, am I right?
Another suspension.
Okay. 4 for 4. First time ever. I hope the whole Patreon gets...
Well, good. And then it's good. We're going to be cleaning up with the mailbag, so we don't have to read all this shit. Yeah. It's your homeboys from the 415. We're all old enough to remember when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa went at it back in 98 for Roger Maris' home run record. Prior to this, Major League Baseball is still recovering from that 223-day strike of 94-95. And this chase made baseball exciting. MLB writers' hypocrisy to the side and the exception for the exception of Sammy Sosa, who needed juice to be significant. What's your opinion of that Maris home run chase in the Balco era? Stay righteous, mentally and physically healthy. What they were doing, they were chasing the record. Like, to me, this was hysterical. This was my take on this. Okay, all of a sudden, you know, attendance was up. It was everybody loved the fans loved it. Okay, it was, you know, the home run ball became like the big thing. And my thing was, is like, you know, why are performance enhancing drugs, you know, why are they illegal when we're in the middle of the of them, you know, charging a lot of money to go see the game? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, well, so
here's the thing.
Performance enhancing is generally tied to a better product. Like, more home runs, so, you know, like, more strikeouts and stuff, it's just more exciting plays, right? And I always wondered if, like, you know, okay, you know, we could talk about the illegality of, you know, steroids and stuff. But my thing was, like, if they're raising the prices, why in the middle of raising the prices are you going to try and lower the play by you know, going after all the performance-enhancing drugs? That's the only thing I didn't understand.
Well, here's the thing. I just think, first of all, that they should put like an asterisk denoting that the steroid era.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first I thought, fuck it, you know, almost everybody's doing it, but it isn't fair for the guys that aren't doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why you have a natural bodybuilding competition and a normal one, because the fucking steroid guys just destroy the natural guys, right? So I would just put an asterisk denoting, we all knew they were on it. I mean, Canseco admitted it, and then later Palmeiro, McGuire admitted it later on. So, you know, I just would put like an asterisk denoting that it was the steroid era.
People's hypocrisy, like fans' hypocrisy with steroids, always rubbed me wrong. Where all of a sudden they get all judgmental, and it's like, yeah, but you know the reason they're taking steroids, it's because of the fucking audience. You're the one, or especially with wrestling, like, oh.
Right? They're the ones.
Yeah, they're all into it.
Well, yeah, right. They're into it. Yeah.
Or the self-righteous journalists that are like, right. No, he can't be in the Hall of Fame because it's, dude.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, Bonds would have been a Hall of Famer without steroids, in my opinion. Right. But steroids don't make you a Hall of Famer.
Right.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Conan.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No, K100 with Conan Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, and not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. It's super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product, and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal, and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon, and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for like, you know, since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like, my favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Jisco said before, nano-infused, which is basically nano-emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now. So, but anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.
Next, I'm Eric from Midland, Texas. My question is for Jisco and Conan. Where would you play Scott Hall as far as top 10 or 20 regarding in-ring performance, psychology, and creativeness? Well, I would say just the fact that he made Razor Ramon work, and then he made the NWO and Scott Hall work. You know, he's definitely, and they were very high-level characters. I'd say they're definitely, he's easily in the top 20. Easily. What would you say, Conan?
I don't know. He's, to me, especially for his size, and I put him in there with guys like, I grew up, I don't know how many people saw this guy, but I grew up watching Barry Windham. Right. You know, I grew up watching Terry Gordy. And those are great big men. And I put Scott in that same thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if it were big men, he's top five for me.
Right.
Do you know Windham and Rotunda were the first guys to train Scott? Like, he went up to them in the gym, and they just took him right to a ring and started showing him, how, you know, what to do and all that.
Right.
Yeah. I'd say easily top 20, like D.I. said, and I'll be real quick. Even when I wasn't watching, if I knew Scott Hall was going to be on a show, whether it was TNA or whatever, I'd watch. I'd put on any show that I knew Scott was going to be on because he'd always bring it.
I'm going to ask Eric from Midland, Texas, to write in next week and see what he thought about Joe answering the question, even though he said the question was for Disco and Coney. Are you guys, next is Barry Flower from Mound, Texas. Mound, M-O-U-N-D, Mound, Texas. Are you guys ready for North Carolina State in the Final Four as the Wolfpack is back and causing mass destruction of brackets? Let's suspend this guy. That's like the guy, the people that joke, like sending jokes about the John Cena, can you see me stuff.
I hate that.
But what caught your ire on this one?
The Wolfpack is back and causing mass destruction. That's the opening line of the NWA Wolfpack show.
Yeah. Right. So.
So you know, every single year you write in like wrestling.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right. So. Are you watching North Carolina?
They're going to watch this weekend? Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you have much of a chance against Edie, though.
Bro, yeah. I've been following North Carolina State only because I love underdogs, you know, like right. Fort Atlantic or, right. You know, like all those teams that you don't expect. But here's the most interesting part of all, Disco. Mm-hmm. Bro, they lost their last four games of the season.
Yeah.
Okay. And they lost like four of the seven before that.
Yeah.
They barely got in, won five straight games in the ACC tournament. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a team with 14 losses. They beat Syracuse, Duke, and Virginia, who had already beaten them in the regular season, then went to the NCAA tournament, beat Duke again, and I can't wait to see Burns against Edie and that other div, because that's DJ Burns and then DJ.
I don't know, but it's going to be interesting because, you know, Edie's thing is that He gets up and down the court. He sets himself up in like the post.
I know he's hard to guard, but you see how this guy ate everybody up? He had like 29 points.
But here's what I'm saying. Yeah. Here's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is when Purdue is on defense, okay, both those big men are going to have to race back down the court.
Right.
Okay. And establish, like, he's going to have to try to beat him down there to establish position. Bro, because that guy's going to be hard to move.
Right.
You know, like, you put the big guy, but like, Edie's going to, like, now he's got this big guy. So Edie is going to have to exert more energy.
Right.
Trying to beat them, you know, he's a slower guy, obviously. He's going to have to hustle down the court, which may make him tired.
Yeah, but seems to have a really good gas tank for as heavy as he is.
Right.
But I will say this, bro. How low is Burns going to allow this guy to go in the post?
That's the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's the game. If he starts getting low on the guy, they're done.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, Disco, that comes into play. If you put them on each other and one of them gets into quick foul trouble, do you switch him on another guy or do you put him on the bench?
What if they're going to throw all their big guys at him. They're going to foul.
Yeah.
So you're going to need a regular. You're going to need like a lot of depth to defend that guy. You know?
But both Burns and Edie are good free throw shooters.
Right.
But anyways, I'm rooting for North Carolina. I'm rooting them to upset Purdue. And I wanted to see Burns either against him or the big guy from Connecticut.
Right.
Can you imagine the big guy from Connecticut versus Edie?
Well, that's what everybody's talking about. They want to see, you know. Okay, next one's from Mike Durbin. Oh, by the way, you notice in the comment section of YouTube, the people getting aggravated at the ad. Because usually he keeps putting the Mike Durbin for your thing is opens to the YouTube clips.
Right.
It's like a minute and people are complaining. I'm turning this off.
Right.
You know, because like the clip is too long. So you look at the comment section. So Durbin, I'm sorry, but we need to start putting those ads at the back of the YouTube things.
Again.
You have hijacked our YouTube channel to put the ad for the thing you're selling for Conan, but there's two other people that work here too, me and Joe.
Yeah.
And kind of like, you know, sliding us on that. Hi, Conan. I was just watching that documentary about the 1989 World Series earthquake, and it brought me back to when I was a total A's fan in the late 80s and early 90s. My absolute favorite back then was Jose Canseco. Conan, this is Durbin, you're so... Durbin's getting annoying, Joe. You want to... Let me listen to this. Conan, as a cool young Cuban guy living in Miami, were you a fan of Jose? He was from Hialeah, if I remember correctly. Thanks, Mike Durbin. P.S. Only a handful of autographed Conan Major Bendies remain at MikeDurbin.com. $59 and free U.S. shipping. Conan, were you a cool young Cuban in Miami?
Wow.
I disagree with that.
You didn't know me.
So how can I verify?
I had game and I had swag. That's all you need
to know. I don't believe that at all.
Oh, that's good. Here's the other thing. Doesn't change the fact that I was. I will say that Durbin sent this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suspend him to Joe.
Yeah.
Whew. And that. But I will answer it, even though you're suspended. And
like you read, like Cody, what did you do? You live in Miami.
And hey, Durbin.
I'm going to just, before you see it.
Right.
Jose lived in Hialeah.
No, he did.
Okay. You live. Well, it says here, right? If he
was from Hialeah. Yeah.
So my thing is like, how. Like maybe you're walking down the street one day and you bumped into Jose Canseco. He lives in Hialeah and you live in Miami. That's what Mike Durbin wants to know here?
I'm not sure.
He's asking if you were a fan.
Well, of course I was a fan. Anybody that's from Miami and is Cuban, I'm going to be a fan of. Plus, he was the first 40-40 guy, right? Rookie of the Year, MVP, Bash Brothers. And he went to a high school called Coral Park, so there's no way he could have lived in Hialeah unless he grew up in Hialeah and then went to Coral Park. And this is something that's incredible to me. Bro, he didn't make the varsity team till his last year in high school. Wow. How ridiculous is that?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Next one's from the mayor of K100. Oh, boy. The mayor of K100 from Passaic, New Jersey. What's good? It's the mayor of K100. I'm proud to say I've been dominating the official K100 March Madness brackets. It's been a pathetic display. Only Jason Turpin is in any competition. The rest of you need to leave the sports to the real men. Hope you all had a good Easter. My question is because it has to do with the apparel war on Christianity, the media, and culture. People have been pointing out the liberal media has been avoiding saying Christianity and thus not painting the faith in a positive and or sympathetic light. A tragedy hit in South Africa where a bus full of Christians crashed and killed everyone except an 8-year-old girl, the sole survivor. The report and others like it use the words Easter worshippers, Easter pilgrims, or Easter observers. It's like writing a book report and using extra words to hit your word quota. Other examples are out there where liberal media won't mention the faith but skate around it. What are your thoughts on this, and have you ever noticed this?
All this shit.
Bro, the media's terrible. Like, what we're seeing just like over the years that they've been just delivering narratives that haven't been based on fact, and you know, they give in to the, like, I'm just kind of sick of how, like, these people came along, like these progressives, like this younger generation, you know, but younger than us, and created a bunch of problems that didn't exist so they could fix it and act like they're smart.
Yeah.
And mainly this stupid shit about changing language and stuff. Like, remember when Trudeau came out and said, don't say people kind instead of humankind, or instead of mankind?
Mankind.
It's a fucking difference.
Bro, do you know how stupid that sounds to people like us? Like older generation, that we've been, everything's been fine in our language. Like, God knows how long. And you people try to change. Well, wait, oh, you guys had it all wrong. There's 39 genders. You know, we need to be more inclusive with language. Bro, mankind is short for humankind. And just because there's a 3-letter progression in there with the letters M-A-N together, nobody was complaining. Like, no women were complaining about about mankind as a word. And all of a sudden people say, oh, it's offensive. No, it's not. It never was. And it's like so annoying watching people try to change shit and some of it's, I don't know.
It's like Latinx. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants it. And they just push.
Plus, too, it's like all the narratives are pushing. It's like it's really weird right now how the Palestinian thing has massively divided people. Even people on the same side now are divided.
Yeah.
You know, like that's gotten to be a hot button issue. But to me, like the thing with Palestine and Israel, I still have not chosen a side in that thing because both sides are refusing to acknowledge the shitty things that their side does.
Yeah.
All they're talking about is the shitty stuff the other side does.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you just want to say, it's like, hey, can you guys kind of admit that maybe, like, you know, you did this shitty thing? And it's like, no. So how would you even get involved with this stupid shit?
You can't change because the Palestinian, if I'm wrong, I'm sure someone will let us know, but it's rooted in their religion too. They religiously believe that that's their chosen land. They belong there. You can't change religious people's minds. You know what I mean? Especially hardcore.
Right. Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because when you think about it, this really kind of started a while back when they first started coming out with Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Remember that?
Yeah, hey. No Christmas plays at schools, well, and they'll have a holiday celebration or whatever.
Go ahead. Because here's the stupidest thing is that there's been enough of people convinced that using language can cause harm. And it's like, you can't, it's like, please stop that. Like, nobody using the word female is causing somebody else harm, and like, we have to change it to birthing person.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this stupid, come on.
Or like they took.
No, they created problems out of thin air that did not exist,
and are pretending that it does exist, and they've fixed it, and like we should listen to those people because they know how to fix the problems. It's like you didn't fix a problem because it wasn't a problem.
Right.
You know, it's like all this shit is so stupid.
Well, here's here's the funny thing. So I was reading this that I actually saw it on that guy that Bill Maher had on this week. That's where I saw it.
Esper? The military?
No, not Esper. No, the guy at the beginning of the show when he sits down with them.
Oh, God, who did he talk to this week? Look it up, Joe. See who Bill Maher talked to this week on the show. His guest.
Yeah. So basically, this guy was saying that that more people had become anti-Christian in the last 20 years than in the last 100.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Drastically, yes.
Yeah, now we're still 70% Christian, right? But it keeps those numbers keep dipping.
I think it's way lower than that.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah. I think it's way lower than that. I think it's 30%, Conan. Well, I think we're 70% non-Christian.
Can you check, Joe?
Yeah.
Anyways.
We're 63% as of 2021 Christian.
Yeah,
well, look at almost 70. Oh, no. But, bro, the 60% in 2021, go forward to 2023. I bet you it's less enough than the 60%. You'd be like, wow, over 2 years, it even went down that much more?
It was nine as recently as the early 90s, it was 90%, and now it is down to, 67%. Or 63%, actually. Sorry. Yeah, so it went down again last year.
Oh, did it go? Okay.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah, anyways, going down every single year.
Plus, when you see that, you know, this thing that's an institution that you believed in and like probably... I don't know. Are you Christian or Catholic, Joe, or what? What are you?
I'd say so.
Were you baptized and all that?
Yeah.
I was raised when everyone was in church.
All right.
We
know. Okay, but all of us understood how important religion was in our parents' life, right?
Even we celebrated the holidays.
Right, you know, but you went to church and you went to Sunday school. Like
I didn't really do that. So,
yeah,
I didn't really do that.
And so, you know, when you hear about these altar boy scandals and priests and cardinals having to be relocated, plus they think homosexuality is a sin, you know, pornography is a sin and all that shit, right?
Right.
You know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't think being a homosexual is a sin, even if I'm not a homosexual myself, you know, or the abortion problem that we're having. And I think that, but the thing with me and religion is, bro, when I ask questions, because I read the Bible, when I've read the Bible, well, I've only read it once completely, but I went to Sunday school, so I, you know, I remember a lot of shit. And I'm always like, well, why did this happen? Or why did this happen? And it's almost like they're like the casino. They never lose. They always give you answers like, oh, it was God's plan. You have to have faith. You know, it's in God's hands. Don't worry. You know, everything will be explained in the afterlife. Fuck the afterlife. Explain it to me now.
Right.
You know, what if there is no afterlife? I think a lot of people are kind of coming to that realization.
Yeah. It's odd because a lot of the things you said, like, oh, Christianity is under a bad light because of past views on homosexuality or how to treat a woman in the home. But, you know, Islam is the same. But you can't criticize Islam, but you can criticize Christianity, which is just, that's weird to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fucking across the board, no religion. Not interested, don't care. We'll say one good thing about the Bible. You know, like if you're like, if you know, there's a lot of words of consolation, a lot of good, you know, parables that you can take and use them for your life. But, you know, in general, it's not for me.
My favorite thing now is when you see the LGBTQ for Palestine banners and stuff like that, when being a homosexual is illegal in Palestine. And you know what percentage of Palestinians approve of homosexuality?
Like probably like what, 2% maybe?
Like 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's
insane. Well,
you know what's even worse? Because you were saying disco law. I don't know what side to take because to me they're both wrong, right? Mm-hmm. But Israel more to me. But here's the thing, bro, how ridiculous is this? Biden doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell Netanyahu not to go into Rafah, right? Or whatever it's called. And he's telling his people, as you know, he's probably the most conservative prime minister they've had in a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And bro, even though they're telling him not to attack Gaza, not to go to Gaza, I just read today that they just sent them a whole bunch of money and military.
Of course.
Okay, you don't want them to attack them, but you're giving them weapons?
And the way the media covers for everything is like this. They keep away, that they keep you, they're trying to keep the obvious from you. Okay? We're paying the Israelis to wipe out Palestine, period.
We're arming them too.
That's what they're doing. We're giving them the money to fund them bombing the piss out of those people and like killing everyone.
Yeah. And then publicly going, "Oh, you shouldn't go in there."
You got to follow
the airlift stuff.
Totally.
It's all bullshit. If you see clips of what the Israeli people are saying on their news and their television, they want to get rid of the Palestinian people.
Right.
Our media doesn't really cover that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that they're,
what do you
they're
expect
there's
of the
a lot of
they've been indoctrinated been by birth.
Exactly. You know,
both sides. Yeah.
You know, both sides have been indoctrinated to try to kill each other. So how do you choose a side there?
This is
like I'm saying, like the obviously, terrorist attacks, which the Palestinians like.
You know what I would do?
Because
the guy was
super not cool.
So Netanyahu said,
"Can't support that."
So Netanyahu says, "No way, Hamas or anybody like that is going to be controlling. We're going to do it, right?" Mm-hmm. Which they've done a really bad job of, you know, in the past, right? My whole thing is, why don't you just get a unilateral United Nations force, like some people from France, some people from the U.S., and let them, you know, be the security.
All right.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Well, this is the thing, too, is that...
You it's know, like, if you leave Israel, that's like leaving the wolf in charge of the hen house, you know what
I'm
saying?
It's like, how do you live as, you know, if you're doing sympathy from each side, okay? If you're an Israeli, how do you live next to people that are governed by Hamas? That's a governing political party in
right.
Gaza, right? How do you live next
voted
to
by the people, by the way.
Voted by the people. How do you live next to people like that?
Right.
That they're... They were organized for the, like, their whole premise from the beginning was the destruction of Israel. Okay. And people don't like to talk about this. Nobody in the Palestine side likes to talk about this. And they're constantly firing missiles at Israel or into suburban areas. And the Israelis, we've been giving them money for a defense system to shoot the missiles down. So, like, they're literally trying to attack. Like, if they don't have that missile system, they would just be firing missiles at Egypt, right? Literally trying to... They're saying what they want to do, right? But then it's like you have 2 million people living there, okay? And then it's like, you know, they all don't represent Hamas. There's a lot of kids and stuff and everything and all that. And plus, too, so when you're living next to people like that, like, you kind of have to... But the methods that they use where they're, you know, they're randomly shooting... Like, this is all... You look at videos that they've been suppressed since the war started, but, like, you can find videos... Of the way the IDF, you remember we played that clip from Joe Rogan on the girl that was on his show talk about life in Palestine, where they'll have a funeral for somebody that got killed, and the IDF will come in and break up the funeral.
Right.
You know, like, what's the purpose of, you know why? What, it's like when you're being
that's hatred
like that. That yeah, you're being subhumanized by the Israelis, but the Israelis are trying, like, they're living next to people that want to kill them. So how does, like, it's like, you know, we're talking about Tuesday. It's like, and everybody's getting, like, we're getting involved because they're an ally. We're giving them money. But, like, how do you get involved in a conflict like that? Bro, people like that, you should just let them fight it out. They built up to that point where it's just done. Stick them in there by themselves. Nobody else can get in and let them figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm still not choosing a side, but it's like both sides are atrocious. So horrible.
The way they're approaching it now, you know, the Biden administration, it's really going to hurt him. I don't believe that the people that are genocide Joe and all that, they're certainly not going to vote for Trump, but I don't think they're going to vote for Joe anymore either.
We're not allies with Palestine. We're allies with Israel.
Right.
It was like, you know, it's like they got attacked. They declared war. As their ally, we had to come. Okay, here we are. We're here to support you.
Yeah, but the worst part is that they're giving money to the Palestinians, to the Americans, not as much as Israel.
So they
don't look bad, right? You know what I'm saying? But too late for that.
That's an omission. But what they do is this is where we're being dishonest in the propaganda war. Okay, because they're all everything's propaganda, right? They send supplies over there, and then they say, "Well, Hamas keeps stealing all the supplies." Mm-hmm. It's like, guys. Hamas is the governing body. You send the supplies over there, the government gets the supplies. It's just like, you know, so you're trying to make it sound like they're stealing it, but literally they're the ones that are in charge of collecting the aid and distributing it. So it's like, well, what are you saying here? It's like, are you just literally sending the supplies over there just so you can say Hamas is stealing the supplies for propaganda purposes? And it sounds like that's right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because that's literally what's happening, you know?
It could get even worse, D.I., when if Trump is elected, because I just looked this up real quick. It says Donald Trump has voiced explicit backing for Israel's war on Gaza, suggesting that he supports the goal expressed by the hardline government in Tel Aviv of continuing the assault until, quote, total victory.
Right. But then he said the other day, he said, you got to finish. You got to get let's get going here. Mm-hmm. Finish this up. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't know. It's just.
Oh, and here's Mars' guest that you were asking for. You got Jonathan Haidt, right. Fareed Zakariyyeh, and Mark Esper, Dr. Mark Esper.
So who was the one? Oh, Fareed Zakariyyeh, wasn't he?
No.
Something after CNN?
Yeah, but yes. He was.
Is it Jonathan? No, Jonathan Haidt was the guy that was on.
Yeah, right. Social psychologist.
Right. Okay, next one's from Mel. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go get the next email, or you got more to say on this?
No, I think we covered it pretty good.
All right. So Luke Smith, maybe you did. I missed this. Hey, boys, did you check out the Tim Zoo fight in Vegas this weekend? 12-round bloody battle with a split decision finish with the rematch already being booked. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. Luke had told me about it. I didn't even know it was going to happen.
Right.
And
he got headbutted in like the second round and was bleeding profusely the rest of the fight, right?
Right. So the fight underneath, which I was very interested to see, was Raleigh Roman, okay, against Isaac Pitbull. I think it's Cruz. He's a Mexican from Mexico City, 25 years old. And the reason I wanted to see him is I saw him against Tank Davis. Okay. And bro, his style is like Rocky Marciano, Jake LaMotta, Mike Tyson, just aggressive on you. Everything's coming with power. And he went the distance with Davis. So I wanted to see how he did here against Raleigh Roman. Bro, he just ate him up. For about 10 rounds. People like boxing, watch that match. But when Luke Smith, our boy in Australia, who was a big Costasu fan,
yes,
told me about this fight.
Yeah, he was an 8-1 favorite in this fight.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah, yeah. He was a big, big favorite. So he's looked great. You know, he looked like every bit of like a stud second generation fighter, you know? So
right. This was a great, great fight. I never heard of this guy in my fucking life. And I even told them, I go, who is this guy? Where'd he come from? But what a fight. What a bloody affair. Because Costasu busted up his face and his mouth. He was bleeding from his face. And then Costasu got, I think elbowed on the top of the head. And he was just, I mean, it was a crimson mask. And he was trying to wipe the blood out of his eyes and keep this guy out of his face. And the guy beat him.
Yeah, split decision. They're already going to run it back though, because of the headbutt. But this interesting. People that don't really know Costa, there was a fighter named Costasu. Okay,
dad.
It was during the time what we would call the golden age of boxing, the mid-2000s, when Pacquiao was fighting Antonio Barrera, Mario. There's a lot of fighters that probably like people.
Eric forgot. Morales, yeah.
Eric Morales, Marco Antonio Barrera. Who's the guy who won five times with? What do you call
Marquez?
Marquez. Yeah. You guys like Jose Vargas.
Right.
Back then, there were some guys that had a decent run. And Costasu, I like because he was like an unorthodox lefty with like, he always had like crazy head of hair mess up, but he had a really weird, interesting style because he was like a lefty with power. Like he had that big, he was like Conor McGregor kind of the way he fought. You know, he had that big lefty, like, you know, so yeah, but I don't know. I might go to rabbit hole and start watching some old fights and posting them on Twitter or X, whatever you call it.
Costas, who was a beast, bro, and he had good fucking power, which I loved because he was a boxer puncher.
Right.
Very accurate, had good timing. I mean, I was a big fan of his, and he had a great amateur career. Go back and watch some of his fights. He had some really good ones.
Yeah.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.